articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Faith that glows in the dark. I've been looking at the lives of people around me, and more seriously at Pastor Dale Brooks' life since his health has taken, can I say it, a turn for the worse. Even though there was a time in my life when it was naming it and claiming it, that isn't who I am today. But at the same time, there's a lot of truth about speaking God's word and life into situations that have gone dark. So I don't suffer from a lack of faith because I can admit that Pastor Dale has cancer or that he has long COVID or that he has COVID pneumonia. But I also serve a God who is Jehovah Jireh, my healer. And I am speaking words of faith into his life, and I stand with him believing that he will return home to continue his ministry as he knocks on the door in just a couple of years to be 80. I read a sentence the other day that talked about how often faith grows in the dark. I believe that when faith is in full bloom, it actually glows in the dark. His son sends out a daily update on how he's doing, and even his sons marvel at his father's faith and his continuing offering up the sacrifice of praise. In the decades under Pastor Dale, I heard many people share their life stories. They were stories of doubt. They were stories of miracles, things they had and believed possible. And there were stories of waiting, stories that still had uncertain outcomes. But with all the stories, there was a common thread. We could all relate to the idea of not knowing. I don't think that diminishes my faith, and it just reminds me of the story of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in Daniel 3:16. They were thrown into a fire and said, whether or not our God delivers us, he's still our God. And they walked in the peace of that. Sometimes the stories that I heard had happy endings. Sometimes they didn't. Sometimes God shows us in our prayers. You know, he shows up in a completely unpredictable way. We didn't get our prayer answered in one sense, but on the other hand, we're almost glad that he didn't because of the way they turned out. Does that ever happen to you? In times of uncertainty, when are they ever, I think it's okay to admit that we have doubts, but at the same time, we must never stop believing. Consider those boys in the fire. The outcome in the natural was very certain, but God. I know Pastor Brooks' heart, and he knows this too shall pass. His name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus did not offer up his life in vain. His promise is that he went ahead to prepare a place for us. What could be more secure than that? But the tension between what we believe to be true and what we are currently experiencing is what is called faith. I look at my pastor sitting in a hospital over Thanksgiving, and I fully understand what his wife and children are concerned about. But I also know that in times of life-threatening trials, they can often be the best opportunities to pass on faith to our family and to those in your sphere of influence. Let's consider four ways to invest in the faith of your family and friends. Number one, connect with family. Take the time to check in emotionally with each other, with each member of your family. There are many people still struggling with this virus and its effects, or children or grandchildren that struggle in high school or college. This pandemic has brought distance between family and friends. Schedule a conference call. Reach out and discover what they're doing and what they need. Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. One significant way that we pass on faith is by exemplifying Christ's love and compassion. Number two, be needy and be transparent. Times of trials and times of crisis is a perfect time to exemplify how much we need each other. As in As is age appropriate, share your struggles with your children. You might be missing your friends' activity and the things you used to do socially. Tell them when they have a bad day to ask for a hug. Show them it's normal to have needs and reach out. Your example will teach them to do the same. About 8 years ago, I had a very poor year financially. I talked it over with my wife, and I didn't want the kids growing up believing that everything just works out the way we planned, that their parents never had to struggle financially or otherwise. I told them it was going to be a very lean Christmas, and I felt it important to let them know, even at the age of 10 years old, the struggles we were having that year. To this day, they have not forgotten that. I believe it was a great lesson for them. 3, cling to God's word and hold on to his promises. Even more than we need each other, we need God. The trials that we face, the pandemic that we endured, and even our battle with cancer show our faith makes real life. God's promises are always there, but they become real to us only when we see how much we need him. Write down your favorite Bible verses that best pertain to the faith that you hold in your current situation. Psalm 112:7, they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Or Romans 8:38, I am convinced that neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And lastly, pray together and pray for others too. I heard someone say, a legacy of faith is a legacy of prayer. Honestly, I couldn't understand that as a younger man, but I do today. In the book of James 5:13, it describes the prayer of faith. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Prayers for every occasion, good or bad. Times of crisis are a great way to show your family the importance of prayer. Whether remotely or in person, you can always gather in prayer. Did you talk with your family and friends over the holidays? Take time to share your needs with each other? Pause and lift them up to God in a simple prayer? When have you experienced the greatest opportunities for the growth of faith in you and your family? And what have you done to pass on that faith to your family and others? Perhaps you can start a new family tradition during the holidays. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.